Rock 94.5, Spokane's best rock, twice as much rock morning show. GA's joining us in the studio. But my gosh,
I got a question, man. Why are you playing all this Alter Bridge, man? I mean, do they have a new song out or something, man?
Yes, Alter Bridge does have a new song
out. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even know they were together anymore.
It's called Silent Divide. Jeez. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
It's good, man.
Yeah.
Just enjoying the beautiful
smoky day. The smoky day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoky day.
Yeah. You know, I was trying to jerk your chain the other day. I don't know if you realize that or not. When I kept telling you how great that song was and how the fans were loving it, because I know it wasn't released yet because Octane had to play it before anybody else could.
Oh.
So I was trying to get a response out of you. I go, man, the fans are loving it. And you're going, and your classic Miles response, oh, wow, I didn't even know it was released.
That's something I would do. I live in a bubble.
It was classic.
I never have any idea what's going on.
It was classic Miles, man. It was like, oh, great, I didn't even know it was released, man.
Oh.
I guess the big question everybody has for Miles is, how's your fantasy team looking, man?
Oh, it's great. You know, true story, actually, I just got roped into a fantasy football. Sorry, there's a big truck going by here.
That's okay.
I got roped into a fantasy football league by my producer recently. You know me, I'm not really a sports guy. I have no idea what the hell that even means. Somehow I'm doing it now. I'm getting emails like, hey, so-and-so wants to trade you a player. So if you guys have any idea how to play fantasy football, I'm probably going to need your help. Because I don't know what this, no clue. I got roped into it.
So did you do your draft yet?
Yeah, the draft, yeah. And I didn't even know when the draft was. And then he goes, hey, the draft's in 50 minutes, and I was driving, and I didn't see the text. So it was like an automatic. So I got picked. Apparently, it all automatically picked for me.
Yeah,
and apparently, it ended up great. Elvis was like, well, congratulations. You got like, I don't even know what it means.
Yeah,
who knows? But it's all good.
Look at that. So, see, even Miles Kennedy is doing the fantasy this year, baby.
Yeah.
Totally awesome, baby. speaking of, thank you very much, man. Did you mention Elvis? Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah. Now, this guy, I know you've loved this guy, I think, since you guys were back in Woodstock at Robbie Robertson's place, right?
Yeah. Yeah, where we did the second major full record in 2000. That's where I first met Elvis, and he was just, at the point, just engineering. He was super young. I'll never forget, we showed up to the studio, and Peter, producer of that record, who'd done like Operation Mindcrime and, you know, a bunch of Rush records, and he was great, but he's like, I've got this young guy, he's amazing. And we didn't realize how young he was. He was just a kid, and we walked in the studio, we thought he was like the assistant engineer, you know. And then he just crushed it. I mean, we were just blown. We knew within the first day this guy was a total kind of a prodigy, really. So it's 25 years later, which is hard to believe. Elvis and I were talking about that recently. I was in finishing the next Slash record as well, and it was like, you know, we've been doing this for a quarter of a century together. It's, mm-hmm. it's crazy. But
that is nuts.
Super grateful, man. He's the best.
Yeah, in fact, on this, the first track off the new album, man, that's the first thing I said to you was just the way it's just produced is amazing.
It's sonically awesome.
Yeah, he's something else, man. And I think it also helped, you know, we started the process at 5150, which, you know, the Van Halen studio, Wolfgang was kind enough to let us, you know, start the process there. And I think there's like the sound of the drums and all that, you can hear the room and how just a great sound.
The bottom end, man, is so distinct.
Yeah.
And you don't really get that anymore in a lot of, especially rock songs, you know.
Right.
You get more of the high end stuff, but man, on this one you just really feel that. Yeah, so I imagine when you guys do it live it's gonna be. So that's another question. Are you gonna have to fight Tremonti for licks on the guitar part, or does he claimed them?
We arm wrestle every night, which he usually wins. But we've kind of got a thing worked out at this point. We've been doing it long enough. We're kind of know when to trade off, and that's fun. And he's always been super supportive of like when he found out that I could also play lead, he was like, "Man, you need to play more lead guitar." And I was like, "I'm cool just singing, playing rhythm." But he's definitely helped push that narrative, which has been great. But
that's weird because I remember back in the Blind Man Chitlin' Island Blues Band days, you were the other way around. You were going, "I should really be playing more lead, Blind Man."
I know. That's because Blind Man was such a horrible lead guitar player.
But he was an awesome vocalist, my friend.
Yes.
He sure was.
He was. The late.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna roll that track right now. It's always like the 20th time today that we've played it.
We've played it a few times. Yeah. It's true.
In fact, if it were on vinyl, the grooves would already be gone, man.
Yeah. Hey, before we get out, the video that has been posted.
Yes.
AB8 entitled "Somebody Better Get a Hold of Miles."
Tell us about that.
There's two now. Is it the one with my mom?
Or yes.
Is the one where I'm working?
You and Mozart. That's okay. You and Mozart and your mom.
Yeah. So that was when we were finishing up the record. Tim, our manager, and I were just kind of riffing one day and like trying to figure out try and do something to help launch this record, and we thought it would be kind of funny just to, what if we just made it look like I was literally living in the basement, my mom's basement, and during this whole period was desperate for something to do, and just really play into that, even though it's far from the truth, I had the solo thing and all that, staying more than busy, but we thought it would be funny to lean into it, and so asked my mom, "Hey, would you be willing to, have your first acting gig at 80 years old?" And she's like, "Yeah, absolutely." She crushed it. She walked in and she shot that whole thing in like 10 minutes and just like a total pro.
Yes.
Like, mom, you missed your calling in life.
Yeah. Well, and it's so crazy because, back in the day when you were way, way younger, and so was I, when you weren't listening to me on Rock 106, you were watching MTV videos, and now you're becoming a video star. You and your lovely wife in that Wolfgang Zombie video.
Gosh, it's almost like that movie Rockstar.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
God of Thunder.
That's right.
The God of Thunder.
Yeah. So
yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, well,
that video was, that was a blast, man. I mean,
How long did that take?
Like zombies. It was 2 days, and the first day shoot, Selena and I were just, we were at the table and whatnot, and then the next day, we got dressed up got this. I had zombie makeup, and she became a vampire, and so we had to go. Yeah, it was great. That took 2 hours just to get the makeup done was 2 hours.
Man.
It really made me appreciate people who spend hours in the chair and then go act all day long.
Probably took 4 hours to make your wife look that ugly because she's such a beautiful woman.
Yeah, right?
For you, it was probably a half hour. You're done, kid.
it was literally just get out of here. You're ugly enough.
Little puff puff, that's about it.
No makeup needed for this guy. Just send him out.
No,
he's good to go.
Exactly.
Now you and Zia and Tim are you guys going to go out with Wolfie, right?
Yeah, we've got about a 6 week run here in the States supporting Mammoth with the solo band, and I think that starts around Halloween. So that's going to be fun. It's going to be a great way to wrap up that whole album cycle. And
yeah,
it's been amazing. I mean, when I started doing the solo records in 2017, I just wanted some time to be in the studio, make some acoustic music, and then it evolved into this, and I just wanted
people to know I'm more than a pretty face that can sing, man.
He is.
I get bored, so I want to make music,
yeah. No, man, I gotta tell you though, your whole journey has been pretty incredible from a guy who's been following it for quite a while, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Your stick-to-itiveness is to be highly commended, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's really because I never had a backup plan. I had no choice.
I was telling Tripp this. Remember the day Eddie Van Halen passed away? We had that interview on the South Hill schedule, so we went ahead and did it. And we were talking about Eruption and that whole bit and how that really kind of inspired you to want to pick up the guitar.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That day changed my life.
Well, and that's what I told him. I said, because had that not happened, Miles would still be pursuing his real dream, which was to be a professional wiffle ball player. So thank God for Eddie Van Halen, man.
He's got a hell of a grip.
True story, yeah. And that I don't know how that would have turned out. Probably...
you would have been on the Ocho.
Probably living in a...
You'd be in your mom's basement, right? You'd be in your mom's basement.
Exactly. Exactly.
Miles, we are blessed to have you as part of the Twice as Much Rock Morning Show and your new track. Thank you so much.
I can't thank you guys enough for the support and there from day one. I'm forever grateful, so thank you.
You got it, brother, and continued success, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, let's play the new one from Alter Bridge. Did you know they had a new song?
Again?
Yes. Oh.